Good afternoon.
My name is William Bowl, and I oversee the two dairy farms Wilkins Farming Company have interest in Five Rivers and Wendonside. I speak to you as an employee of Wilkins Farming Company, but also as hopefully a future farmer owner. About 3 points: farmer-driven advances, the democracy of the plan, and the future. My background in the agricultural industry was being brought up and working on a family farm in the Kakanui Valley, North Otago. Ray and Pam Wilkins began employing me 15 years ago during school and university holidays, where I filled a role grubbing nodding thistles and pulling wild oats. At Otago University, I completed a Bachelor of Surveying with honours, with a final thesis on public rights of access over private land, which 10 years ago was a complex topic being addressed nationally and regionally that water quality has become today. I entered the dairy industry specifically in 2011, lower water share milking in Canterbury for 2 years, before returning to Northern Southland to manage Wairimu Dairy Limited in Five Rivers, which has now developed into a role overseeing Wairimu Dairy and Corner Dairy Limited in Wendonside. I accept that water quality in our region and throughout New Zealand is an issue. What we as New Zealanders have to address is how to put in place the framework to best manage our industries so that water quality isn't just maintained, it is improved. 7 years ago when I entered this industry, the majority of dairy farmers that I knew, including myself, saw water and fertiliser as a product just to put on to make the grass grow. Effluent was a byproduct that just had to be disposed of under the consented rules and recommendations. Fast forward to today. Science and technology have rapidly changed and will continue to change how we utilise and manage water, effluent and nutrients to create a more sustainable way of farming. At Wairimu Dairy and Corner Dairy Limited, and at the majority of dairy farmers that I know, variable rate irrigation is used in conjunction with EM mapping to allow variable application rates of water over the property. This has reduced our annual water take by 30%. Soil moisture meters are used to determine when water is needed to be applied, avoiding soil saturation, reducing nutrient leaching. Paddocks are intensively soil tested, hectare by hectare, to determine nutrient levels. Fertiliser is then applied using variable rates to match these tests. GPS is used to create proof of placement maps to accurately record applications. Variable rate irrigation and umbilical cord precision spreading methods are being used to make effluent a valuable resource, not just a byproduct. Existing infrastructure has been upgraded to increase the disposal area to better utilise effluent, further reducing the need for imported nutrients. This change of mindset hasn't been forced on us by legislation. This has been farmer, consumer, and industry driven. As a farmer, I am still not satisfied with how we are managing these resources. And as an industry, we're still making mistakes, which means there is, and always will be, improvements to make at every level of our business. This shows the synergy between environmental and financial implications of these developments. There is no doubting that rules need to be applied to manage water quality at all levels through Southland and New Zealand. But I believe the Environment Southland Plan has missed the chance to get greater farmer buy-in by making the rules of this plan too prescriptive. As mentioned earlier, I grew up in the Kakanui Valley in North Otago. My mother still lives in our family home, and we have family that dairy and dry stock farm in the valley. Under the Otago Regional Council Water Plan, released in 2014, their properties now sit within ORC's highest risk zone. The main rules applicable to this zone is the control of nutrient leaching through limit setting. farmer can manage or farm however he or she wishes, as long as they meet these rules by 2020. This allows a dairy farmer, for example, to lower his stocking rate, construct a herd home, or reduce the nutrient use. They may not agree with the rule, but they still get to actively manage how they reach it. In the old Matara zone, the Rowan Southland's most sensitive zone, stringent rules have been created around winter grazing and dairy farming. Yes, there is a limit setting process to be completed, but this and other rules governs what a farmer can and can't do, making the decisions for them, regardless of their ability to farm sustainably. Providing framework to which a farmer can actively manage his farm to achieve compliance is a far more democratic approach than the one that has been taken. My lifelong goal has been to purchase a farm, which through hard work can be turned into an aesthetically pleasing and sustainable business, so that my children can experience the childhood that I enjoyed. I want to give them the opportunity to grow to love the land like I do, and if they wish, when the time arises, to begin farming themselves. When considering what the future holds and if I can achieve these goals, environmental compliance is one of the three things that I consider to be the biggest risk. The financial implications of complying with ES rules puts my employees' business at risk, in turn putting my future at risk. The ideology of farm ownership in Southland doesn't hold the appeal it once had due to the proposed constraints and financial uncertainty that comes with this plan. It wasn't until I sat down and began preparing this presentation that I considered how my mindset towards the resources that impact our environment has changed over the period I have been involved in the dairy industry. It surprised me. This change has been subconscious, and I have no doubt that as science and technology continue to develop, we will continue to utilise them to enhance our businesses. This goes hand in hand with the improvement of our land and water. Like the conclusions that I drew 10 years ago in public access, it is the minority of those using the resources available that are impacting the majority. Yes, there are bad farmers, the same as there are bad politicians, bad policemen, bad teachers, the list goes on. If Environment Southland can come up with a solution to control the minority, please bottle it and give it to every industry, profession or trade throughout the world. I do not believe that this model will change the minority. It will just disenchant the majority. Thank you for your time, and I now introduce Sue Miller to speak.